During this fortnight for freedom, Light of Life Radio presents Witnesses to Freedom.
Martyrs of Compiègne. As a revolution raged around them, boiling over to the reign of terror, their prayer came to a climax when 16 sisters fell victim to the guillotine. The revolutionaries regarded the Catholic Church with scorn because they saw the institution as too tied to the order they sought to upend. Contemplative orders, like the Carmelites, were targeted because they were not active. In 1792, the community of Carmelite nuns at Compiègne was split up, forced to abandon the habits they wore and kept under watch. The sisters continued to meet and pray, and 2 years after their expulsion from the monastery, they were apprehended and jailed by the revolutionaries. On the day after a brief show trial, the 16 Carmelite nuns were paraded through the streets of Paris wearing their habits because their secular clothes were being washed. As they approached the scaffold, they chanted the Veni Sancti Spiritus. Each one ascended the stairs, renewed her vows before her prioress, Mother Teresa of St. Augustine, and then calmly placed her head in the guillotine. After the 16th and final sister had died, there was silence. This was unusual. Typically, after an execution, the crowd erupted in cheers, paradoxically believing that they were cheering for values such as freedom, equality, and reason. This time the mood was somber. There were no drums, no cheering. The crowd dispersed in silence. The nuns offered their lives in the hope that God would bring peace to their land. 10 days after their execution, the terror ended. These Carmelite sisters shared in Christ's sacrifice in a most perfect way. They show us how to live and love with grace and dignity in a time of upheaval. May Teresa of St. Augustine and companions, Blessed Mother of Compiègne, pray for us.